Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 seconds.
August 1st, 1933, Charles Fremont Dyte, a 77-year-old Minnesota physician and the founder of the Minnesota Eugenics Society, pounded out a short letter of congratulations to Germany's new chancellor, Adolf Hitler. He'd been a fan of Hitler's for quite some time. A month before, Dyte had published a letter in the Minneapolis Journal where he praised Hitler's plan to stamp out feeble-mindedness, insanity, and epilepsy from the German people. Back in 1925, Dyte had himself successfully campaigned the Minnesota legislature to pass its own eugenics law, so that now residents of state institutions were getting sterilized, with their permission, of course, to prevent the transmission of their feeble-mindedness to the next generation. Closing his letter, Dyte asked Hitler to accept my sincere wish that your effort along that line will be a great success. Charles Dyte died in 1938, before World War II and the revelation of Hitler's death camps. Minnesota's eugenics law remained on the books until 1975.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.